I'm going to explain the main reasons why I much prefer taking longer time frame charts as a forex trader. So let's get into that right now. Hi Forex Traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here and I'm the owner of the Forex Trading Coach, and in this video and podcast I'm going to explain to you the main reasons why I much prefer to trade the longer time frame charts. Now there's nothing wrong with scalping the market, there's nothing wrong with taking trades off 5-minute charts or 15-minute charts, but for me personally I think there's a huge amount of benefits for taking longer time frame charts. Now as a longer time frame chart I'm talking about anything from an hour chart, 4-hour chart, 6, 12, daily chart, weekly chart, etc. So anything that's not scalping really. The main reasons are, well, trading less can be more. Now it's a commonly used catchphrase, but in trading it really does apply. You see, you don't need to be trading more and more often in order to make more money. And people think that as a trader or as a full-time trader or someone making, you know, the career out of trading, you have to be sat there watching your charts all the time. You don't have to. It's just a misconception. You see, the important thing to do is to have something that works for you, of course, in terms of the time of day, the pairs, the type of trading style that you wish to use. But also, you don't have to be doing that all of the time. And the great thing is with the longer time frame charts is you can plan your day around your trading. For instance, I don't really look at the 1-hour charts until later on in the European session, which is my evening here in New Zealand. If you happen to live in the US, you might look at the US session just on the hour charts. If I have other things on, I'll go to the longer time frame charts, like looking at the 4-hour charts every 4 hours as and when I can. Anything longer than that, well, I've got a great indicator that allows me to create 6-hour charts, 12-hour charts, and of course then you can look at the standard daily chart or weekly chart. So what that means is if you trade on the completion of each bar or look to trade on the completion of each bar, if you are trading, let's say, a 4-hour chart for instance, you know that you have 4 hours in between one chart closing and maybe taking a trade if you see something, and then any potential new trade setup, you've got 4 hours to go and do whatever you want, get away from the computer, whatever it might be. So that's, lifestyle and keeping away from the screen is one major benefit. The other, of course, is higher returns, because generally on your longer time frame charts, you generally get a higher reward to risk out of the trades. Spread becomes less of an issue, and so you generally find that you're able to achieve far greater returns from the longer time frame charts. I very often achieve 2, 3, or 4 times my risk, depending on what the chart setup is, but generally on the longer time frame charts. It's a lot harder to achieve those high returns on a 5-minute chart, for instance. You're going to catch a good run every so often, but not only do you need to be there all the time, it's a lot harder to gain a trade that's, let's say, got a 15 pip stop loss and a 60 pip profit and get that profit more often than not. It's a lot harder to do that on a short time frame chart. The other thing with the higher time frame charts, of course, is the higher reliability. There's a lot more data in there, a lot more information within that one candle of, let's say, a 4-hour chart or a daily chart than there is on a 5-minute chart. So a lot more probability as a technical trader. Also, if you trade the longer time frame charts, it takes away the influence of news and fundamental news releases, because you generally have a bigger stop loss. You can absorb any movements that should occur in a higher impact news announcement if you're trading on the longer time frame charts. So all that leads to, of course, less stress. You know, less emotions involved. Put the trade on, walk away from your computer, you have your stop loss in place, you have your profit target in place. You know the very worst you can do. You know that if the trade works in your favor, this is what I'm going to make out of the trade. So a lot of reliability there. I was taking a webinar with my clients yesterday, a 2-hour live trading room webinar, and at the completion of, which was 11 o'clock p.m. my time, we were able to trade the 1-hour charts, the 4-hour charts, the 6-hour, and the 12-hour, all because of the all of those charts closing at the same time, which is 5 a.m. New York time. Likewise, at 5 p.m. New York time, you can trade the 1 hour, the 4 hour, the 6 hour, the 12 hour, and the daily chart. So it doesn't mean to say you need to be coming back to your computer lots of times throughout the day, because a lot of times you find various time frame candles closing all at the same time of day. So I hope that really helps you. Lastly, I want to just read out an email I had here from Ron in Torquay in Victoria in Australia, asking if I can talk about swaps. And Ron is not a client. He's just emailed me through asking for me to discuss that particular subject. Now, really, swaps are the interest rates that are credited or debited from your trading account if you have a trade open at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New York. So if you do trade the longer time frame charts and you have a trade open at 4:59 p.m. or 5 o'clock, then really you then either get credited with interest if you're buying the currency that has the higher interest rate, or if you're selling the currency that has the higher interest rate, then you'll find that you'll be debited in interest. So you'll take money, or your broker will take money from your account. So it only happens at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're either going to get paid some swap, which is like a carry trade or interest, or it's going to be deducted from your account depending on what the currency pair is that you're trading and whether you're buying that pair or selling that pair. So it's all to do with the interest rates of those various currencies. If you'd like me to discuss any other topics like this on future podcasts and videos, just send me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. Have yourself a really good weekend and a fantastic trading week next week. I look forward to bringing you more information. So once again, this is Andrew Mitchum, the owner of The Forex Trading Coach. Bye for now.